Second one first. Always hit the second one first. Second one first, the world's most okayest golf podcast.
What's up, Vinny?
I mean, we could just put that on a pad.
We could.
You know.
Yeah, Fufuzelas?
Yeah.
Spell Fufuzela for me.
Z, F E.
Yeah.
Vu. Fu. F U.
It's Zufu.
Zufuzelas. Welcome back, everybody.
Yeah.
We made it back-to-back weeks.
Back-to-back weeks. It feels good. I feel like we're getting in a groove again.
It's the least talked about.
Feels amazing.
Like the least talked about golf time of the year.
Yes.
We're back.
Yeah. We're back when nothing is happening. It's amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Wait till January, though.
But we'll be hot in the streets, man. It's going to be crazy. There's going to be Hawaii stuff going on. It's going to be fantastic.
How are you this week?
Oh, man. I'm good. You know?
Yeah.
Been living the dream.
Living the dream.
Yeah. Living the dream.
What happened in your dream?
It's like, life doesn't get much better than this. It's like, you know, you get up. I've been getting into, you know, working out again.
Oh, makes one of us.
Yeah. 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 I was going to ask you, how's your
gym going?
Gym going.
The huge.
Yeah. Nice. Nice. Yeah. Getting
dedicated is the word I'd use.
Dedicated. Dedicated to not working out. Mm-hmm. I love it. Yeah. I love it. Yeah, no, it's good. You know, getting working out, feel, you know, once you do it in the morning, it rejuvenates your day, or it gets it off to a good, not rejuvenates.
Yeah, you just woke up.
Yeah, you just woke up. But it gets it off to a good start.
Gotcha. I mean, and I might try it someday.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
You should. You want to be workout buddies?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You can ride on the pegs on my Peloton.
I was going to say, I'm going to come over and just watch you Peloton.
Ride on the pegs, buddy.
Eating like a donut. Like waiting for you to finish.
Just me sweating.
Yeah, you're doing good. You're killing it.
Thanks. No, but you know, work's been going well. Things are going good. My wife's birthday is tomorrow. I had to get some presents.
What'd you get?
I can't tell you because we're gonna post this, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, she might. I can't tell. I'll tell you off air.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, all right. I love this. What are you guys doing for her birthday?
We're just gonna go to a dinner.
Where?
Brizo.
Oh.
In Marina Del Rey. It's really nice. Yeah, she loves that place.
Brizo.
And it's within walking distance.
Love Brizo.
Yeah, it's really good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
It's going to be fun.
Should we just hop into tour talk?
Yeah, let's do
Tours
it.
Talk?
Tours talk.
Let's start off with the LIV Tour. Constantly making waves.
Oh my goodness, man.
So this week they found a way to try to get a workaround for some world golf rankings.
Yeah, this is interesting. I mean, they got sick and tired of waiting on the board of the, you know, the overall World Cup rankings committee. So there is a the MENA Tour,
which oddly is owned by people in the Middle East.
Yep.
Convenient.
It's used as a developmental tour for people that play in Europe and Asia.
Did you know it hasn't played? They haven't had a tournament in 3 years.
I didn't know that.
They shut down in 2019. COVID happened.
18, but they were back the 19. I guess.
So COVID. So they haven't really had an event. But what they did do was claim this week's LIV players as their own field.
Yeah. MENA or MENA. It stands for Middle East and North Africa.
So,
but they are a part of the overall world golf rankings.
Sure.
Yes. And there is a loophole. So if LIV can become a part of them
They have not. The world rankings said no yet. They said they haven't given permission for the points this week. It's not like you just say it and then you get points.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
So this week's LIV event, they may not get world ranking points.
Right. And I get that. I mean, it's taking months for them to get, you know, go through the right channels to say, can we become a part of this? But I love how they're trying to work around like, hey, you guys are a part. We can pretty much pay you off to be a part. Of, right. Like, we'll just take over your tour. So the Live Tour, do you think could that be just like the Mina Live Tour? Or Live Mina Tour?
I mean, it's such a... I mean, it's
so shady.
It's shady. Live actually has good potential.
It does.
You know, but they keep doing weird stuff.
It does. Yeah, they do.
That you're like, all right. Like, for example, them paying Fox.
Yes.
To get airtime.
Yes.
Them using a developmental tour to get world ranking points.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So suddenly Dustin Johnson's now on a development tour.
Like, right.
That's bananas.
That's bananas. What they should do really is just adhere by the rules. Like become, because what was it? They have to be a 72 holes. Like, I know that they're trying to be kitschy and like quick 3-day, whatever.
Right.
But if you want to be a part of the golf world rankings, you have to, there's prerequisites you have to hit.
Right.
So why not just hit those?
You know what's really interesting though? It's these world ranking points and these guys that wanting to play the majors and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's only about 10 players.
Yeah.
10, right. 12 players, right?
Yeah.
Like, just do, like, run with it. You're just like your expedition.
Yeah. Why?
Just run with
it. Yes. Why you're even only be
doing,
a part?
You're only doing this for 10 people. Like, who cares? And those guys don't really care about I don't think they really care about majors, because how can you really care about majors? Because the tournaments that you're playing in aren't leading up to these majors.
No, they're not. I mean, some of them have lifetime, you know.
Sure.
You know, they have lifetime exemptions to these majors. But they, like we said last week.
And half of those 12 can't even really realistically win these majors.
No. And it's like, you know, you made your bed, lay in it. Like, just own it. Like, I am done with the PGA Tour. I am now on the Live. I'm getting my money.
Yeah.
I'm playing 8 times a year, which everybody's like, oh, I wanted to play less so I could be with my family more. Just own it and just go with it.
Yeah, I think, and because it does have potential. Like, let's say this was an alternative to the PGA, even if it does take the younger players coming up. Like, it could be fun and interesting to watch week to week to week, but they keep doing these weird things where you're just like, what are you guys doing?
Yes. Yeah. Like, they should make a thing where it's like they put side bets in and they should do like whole,
just
own it and be your own thing.
Right.
Who cares about the rest of the world golf rankings?
Who cares?
It doesn't matter. Like, your 8 tournaments aren't going to count towards that. Who cares?
Right.
Just be your own thing. Be a fun fan experience. Be that. Like, just let it go.
Just let it go.
Right.
Like I said, it's only really for 6 real people that can actually win a major.
Yeah, exactly.
So just enjoy
being one of them.
Of course.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So they're making some workarounds. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. PGA Tour. Sanderson Farms.
Wow. Championship. Big tournament.
Big
tournament. Mackenzie Hughes took the dub.
Nice. Good for him.
Hughes. And you know how we did?
No. I mean, I do, but.
Let me tell you how we did. You picked Poston, JT mm-hmm. Poston last week. I picked Thigala. And Poston finished by missing the cut.
Ooh.
Yeah. Didn't even finish.
Didn't even finish.
Thigala.
Killing it.
Same thing. Missed the cut. So we start off really strong. In the first tournament, 0-0. And I hope you got my Venmo today.
I did.
Yeah, $7.50.
I can't even buy a Happy Meal with that.
Are Happy Meals more than $7.50?
I think so. I mean, I haven't bought a Happy Meal in a while, but just from the Quarter Pounder meal
or
the Nugget meal.
Will you this week at some point buy a Happy Meal and let me know how much it costs? With tax.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll do that for you.
Okay.
Okay.
I can probably do that search engine thing.
Oh, there's a search engine on the web?
Brand found Happy Meals
I mean, are you really like?
It's not easy finding.
I can tell you right now, probably. Are you really concerned about how much a Happy Meal costs?
I really want to know how much a Happy Meal costs.
When was the last time you went to McDonald's?
McDonald's? Mm-hmm. A few weeks ago. I had a Egg McMuffin.
Oh, a little breakfast?
Egg McMuffin. Here we go.
When was the last time you ate like dinner or lunch at McDonald's?
Oh, it's been a while. Like the last time I did, it's been probably a year or so.
Oh, yeah. Really?
The last time I did, I did not feel good afterwards.
Really?
Yeah. It was
not. A Happy Meal is like eight, like a...
Happy Meal. Here we go. Chicken nugget. Oh, you could get a Happy Meal, bro.
Where? I'm looking the one I don't see.
Happy Meals includes kids French fries, side and drink. Chicken nuggets is $3.29. Hamburger is $2.49. And a cheeseburger, $2.79.
Dude, there's no way it's $2.79 for a Happy Meal.
Dude, that's what it says. Cheeseburger, Happy Meal, $2.79. And you know what comes with that? The free toy.
That's weird because my Uber's app says a hamburger one is $4.19.
Yeah, on Uber because they upcharge everything.
No, that's on top. They do that at the end. This is just menu price.
So Happy Meal?
Yeah.
Happy Meal $4.19. Okay, you can
$5.49.
Okay.
Six-piece nugget.
I mean, well, we live in Los Angeles, which is super expensive anyway. So, okay, $5.
Oh, that might be true. Like Happy Meal might be cheaper.
Yeah, this could be in Indiana. Could be in Indiana. Yeah, in like out way outside of Indianapolis.
like $2.99. That's like 1975 prices, like.
For sure, for sure. But even including tax, I think you could still get one at five something.
All right, we'll check.
So
it out.
You can I, get a Happy
we'll
Meal.
We'll see. We'll see.
I want to see what kind of toy you get.
Allegedly, they're supposed to launch adult Happy Meals.
What?
Next month.
Get out of here. Because adults should be happy too.
But what's the toy in that?
I mean.
Like, do you get a gram of weed?
I highly doubt it.
Do you get a beer? A White Claw?
I tell you what you will get. High cholesterol.
False.
False. Why do you say false?
100% false. I've been eating McDonald's consistently since I was 15 years old. At least once a week, probably. And my cholesterol's fine.
God. You're lucky. You have good genes.
Blood pressure. Oh, I have blood pressure. Blood pressure. Okay. Blood pressure on the
should I reset that? You know what you will get? High blood pressure.
Nailed it.
Heart disease. Definitely.
Don't have it.
Huh?
I got the plaque test.
Yeah, but high blood pressure leads to that.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. We're getting older. You learn these things as you get older.
Really?
It's like, oh, wow. Yeah, okay. I need to do something about cholesterol and blood pressure. Yeah, we're really doing it.
This
you
week,
know what?
The What's, Shriners open.
Oh, the Shriners. I love the
Shriners. This is a historical.
It's a fun one.
PGA one. Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet.
It's a fun one.
I love Cam Smith misses playing this one.
I bet he does too.
In October.
JT's always there.
But not this week.
JT's not there?
No.
Oh. Justin Timberlake.
Oh, Justin Timberlake.
Yeah. Isn't he have something to do with Shriners?
He used to, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I like JT.
Because it's in Memphis, right?
So, Vinny, I'd like to ask you first. Who would you like to pick this week?
Well, Jim. I'm going to go with, you know, this is a really deep field.
Yeah, really deep.
You're not going to see this one coming, though. I mean, Patrick Cantlay. Oh, man.
It's hard to bet against him, isn't it?
It is. I'm going to go Cam Davis.
Cam Davis. I like that pick, actually. That's a good pick. That's a really good pick. I'm going to go. Oh. Dang. This is tough. This is tough. There's some decent names, you know?
I mean, there's decent names. And the odds, if you're a gambling person.
Yeah, you got to go with the better odds, right?
I mean.
And I'm not going to go with the favorite. I need to go. You know who I'm going with?
The third favorite?
The third favorite. I'm going with Keith Mitchell.
All right. 50-1.
Let's go.
Oh, so I have to ask you, state of California, this goes, because it's coming up here in a month.
Are we talking about Prop 26?
27.
27.
Yes, sir.
I've seen so many commercials for this damn thing. I don't know what to believe.
Legalized gambling in California, basically, is what it is.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't come across in the commercials like that.
The no ones. The no ones are hysterical. But go, like, so Prop 27 is voting to legalize gambling in the state of California.
Yeah, but there's also, like, house the homeless part of it. Like, they have to use some part.
So a percentage of the money, to help the homeless
and all that stuff. So if it gets passed, they help the homeless. And if it doesn't, they won't.
They're screwed. Yeah, that's exactly it. But, like, let's take that little part off. Okay. Like, are you voting for legalizing gambling?
I am.
So I with my job, I technically, I can't vote. I can vote, but I can't bet.
You can't bet.
So I'm laughing because the new Instagram ads saying to vote no for Prop 27 are like, it's going to ruin children's lives.
Yes. Because if they gamble, they'll start gambling, and then that leads to drugs, and then it leads to homelessness, and then it's a whole wicked cycle.
The funny thing, that argument of, like, kids are going to ruin their lives. So there's, I think, 30 states that you can gamble in or something like that now.
Okay.
Right.
That's a lot.
24.
Maybe. I feel like that's a lot.
24, 17. Almost, 24, I think.
Almost half.
Yeah. So the thing, the process that you have to go to get an account, like, you have to put your social security number in, you have to verify your age, you have to
your
bank account.
Yeah.
So is there going to be a rash of children stealing identification for people?
You know what? I wouldn't put it past these kids. These kids are smart, man. And they have the time. They will start an account.
It's just
under somebody else's name.
It's just so,
and just gamble your money.
Such
away.
A banana, like, oh, there's no protections that your kids aren't going to gamble. There is a protection to sign into YouTube under 18.
I know.
I clicked on a video to watch the other day, and it was like, oh, this video, you have to be 18 plus. It took me 6-step process just to watch the video because I wasn't signed in.
But the thing is, like, all you had to do is go, yes, I'm over 18. Yes,
no.
I'm doing
no. I had to create an email, put my number in there, or
wait,
my birthday.
You didn't have one? On YouTube already?
No.
Oh, well, you gotta step out.
Do you remember the kerfuffle we had last week with my second one first? I got rid of it.
It's true. It's cheer kerfuffle. But can we sidetrack to these prop commercials though?
Dude, they're crazy.
The prop. We're talking about dialysis clinics again.
Did we vote no on that? Or yes? Dude, like two last.
I don't
one?
Know what the last one, and yes, it's back again.
The last election.
It's like they're trying to shut down dialysis, and like, and the actors they get on these commercials are like, the one guy. This morning I was watching the news, and this guy comes on. He's like, man, they're trying to shut down my clinic. This sucks. He literally said, this sucks. And I'm just like, this is great.
We voted.
I mean,
this was on the ballot 2 years ago.
It's not great because this is a serious problem because people, they require dialysis to live. So I'm not making a joke about that.
No.
It's a joke about the commercials.
It's about the whole, like,
the
propaganda.
Whole thing. Why are we voting on this again?
We are, exactly.
It's like, we want people to live. Like, we don't want to, like, keep them the way they are. Like, they are surviving
they
because
help.
Of where it is right now.
But the best part is, like,
what is?
Why are we back with it again? I thought we voted no.
Yes, I thought, like, everybody's still living, right? Like, we're good.
They're like, ah, we didn't win. Run it back.
Run it back. We're running it back.
Gosh. And your children are going to turn to porn stars if you vote yes on 27.
Maybe we should get those kids to work in the dialysis clinics to help everybody out.
Exactly.
See?
Win-win.
Two props into one. We'll give major props to everybody.
We have child labor and dialysis.
Child labor laws.
In dialysis clinics.
I don't mean to joke, but the world is a crazy place.
No, you have to joke. All right, let's head on over to Tucson. Tucson.
We haven't played any golf.
Well, you played last week.
I played last, did I?
With your coworker?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did. I played last week. Did not do well. Really bad.
Angeles National.
Angeles National. It really killed me. 91, I think I shot.
Brutal.
Rough. It was rough, but I had a good time. But I do.
What was wrong?
Huh?
What was wrong?
I need to call Tommy, man. I need some help. I was left. I was right.
Tommy, if you're listening, please text us. We know you're busy.
I think even Tommy wants me to get longer. Like, he wants more turn. But I think I need to stay short, dude. I need to stay short because it gets cattywampus when I get too long. I just need to stay short.
Swing your swing, bro.
Swing my swing.
Just cock those wrists. Swing your swing.
Ring. Bam.
Did you say cock the ring?
Cock.
You said cock the ring. You said cock the ring.
I did not say cock ring.
You did. You said cock the ring. I know it's someone's birthday tomorrow. You said cock ring. You said cock the ring.
Waka waka. Chaka chaka. Waka waka. No, It was just a mess. I couldn't find the flow. And then I was in the middle of the round. I couldn't find what I was trying different things, and it was just awful. But I did want to revisit this two-man scramble thing that we talked about last week.
Okay. Yes.
Because I really
see how low we can go.
I really think we should try it.
I'm with it.
And I really think we will be very close to par.
I love the
optimism
on this. I personally, just from my half of the game,
yeah,
I don't see it
really
based off my skill,
dude. I really think, like, I feel like, because we're on opposite schedules, I do feel, because like if I hit a good drive,
yes,
you might hit one into the woods. When you hit a good drive, I definitely hit one in the woods.
That's not true. That's malarkey.
And it is, you know, I feel like we would complement each other.
Here's where you and I differ in golf. So this is where it's going to be problematic trying to get as low as we can. You're really good at your approach shots.
Yeah.
I am not.
Approach.
Right.
But the thing is, like, even like your short game is right on.
Correct.
You've been, as of late, been driving the ball really well.
About 220 yards.
Hey, right down the center, bro. Right down the center. I'd give you 235.
Okay.
240.
Also, what tee box are we playing this from?
I think we play our usuals. You play from white. I'll play from blues. And then we take the best. You know, we hit from the best. From the best ball.
The approach shots where I won't be able to hold up my end of the bargain. Like, where it's like, say you miss a green.
Well, okay. So if I look at my golf shot app.
Yes.
My greens in regulation sits at 38%.
38%?
38% of greens in reg.
That's a lot less than I thought it would be.
So if I miss 38% in a round,
yes,
we got your short game, bro.
But my green regulation is 24%.
24%. Okay. So 38 plus 24 is 62. So over half greens that we're going
to
hit.
Our goal isn't to be under par. It is to shoot par.
Shoot par. I think that is our goal, is to shoot par.
All right. Let's do it.
Let's do it. I'm glad we came to this, because I didn't know where we wanted to be, but I think
par.
I think even par
is our goal.
Is our goal.
Okay.
We're going to give it a go.
Try it.
We're going to give it a go.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
High five. Say 75.
But that was a really weak high five. But
we're sitting across from a table from each other.
That's true. That's true.
We haven't talked about since when was it? May? June? I don't even know when it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
May, it was supposed to be Labor Day weekend, or Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
Is a Donut Ham Cup.
Uh-huh.
We are in October, so we have 2 months left to get it in.
We have two months.
The 2022 fiscal year.
Yeah, and schedules are not working in our favor.
No.
Due to your work.
Correct.
Your work schedule.
Oh, it's my fault? What about you? How about it's your work schedule?
Okay. It's not working in our favor due to our work schedules.
Thank you.
Because you have to work Sundays now.
Yeah, I go Sunday through Thursday.
Sunday through Thursday. So,
like normal people do.
So is this a thing where I have to take a day off on Friday? We get 18 in.
Well, here's our problem.
What's the problem?
We're running out of summer daylight.
Yes, we are.
So we can't do the 36 thing like we talked about.
We could. If the time changes, it gets lighter earlier. So we'd have to tee off at like 6 a.m.
Right. So we would have to do an 18. I mean, yes, you'd have to take a half day probably to do this.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't take, I mean, I could take a Thursday off, but then you'd have to take a day off. So yes, you'd have to take a half day it on would a be, Friday. And we'd do 36 on one day.
I mean, I could take a full day off on a Friday. We get 18 or we do 36 on Friday and then we do 18 on Saturday. Either way. But to get three rounds in, we're going to have to do a 36 day.
Yes.
I think that'll be fun.
All right. I say we do that the first day.
36?
Yes.
The first day.
The first day.
Okay.
So it's only one round the second day and we know what we're going into.
And so we'll probably have to play the same course.
Yes.
Which...
Unless we do Balboa Encino.
Oh, that we could do that. We could. Yeah, we could. Or we could try. Ike. Yeah, the Ike Babe. And Babe. Let's do that.
Yeah, we could do that.
Let's do Industry Hills, Ike Babe on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Get up super early, get out there, have a quick lunch, get back out there in the afternoon, get done before dark.
Okay.
And then Saturday, I mean, it's kind of up to where we can get a tee time. But yes. I would like to do like either Rustic or Moore Park Country Club. Because Rustic is the famous site of both of our hole in ones.
Yes, we've done that. We've done the final round at Rustic before.
Yes, yes.
And I'm down with either. So when though?
I mean, you tell me. I think let's try to get it done before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So sometime end of October, beginning of November.
All right. Let's do the first weekend in November.
Perfect.
That way we can sit on.
I can't do it then. I'm traveling for work. Dang it.
Second week in November.
Done.
Okay.
All right.
Loser has to cook the turkey.
Cooks the turkey. Done and done.
Are you going there for Thanksgiving?
Yeah. We're going back east.
I'm going to cook the turkey and send it to you.
Perfect. Ice bag that sucker.
No, don't put it in a bag. It turns dry, bro.
Yeah, right.
Let's head over to Around the Green. Oh, sorry. This breaking news.
No, we were talking about this earlier before we came on. And so for my birthday, I got a bunch of golf shop gift cards.
Yes.
And, you know, it's just calling my name of like, hey, you don't really need anything right now, but you know what? Because you have a few hundred dollars, get a new driver.
So did you go get one?
I did.
So you got a new driver.
I got a new driver. I haven't received it yet. I ordered it online.
Okay. So this will make the third driver you own. And you're already in the middle of trying to choose one out of the two.
Yeah.
So you toss a new one in the
mix. A new one in the mix. Because it might be just like a standout.
Are you going to cut the shaft down again?
No.
No.
Not right away.
Okay. What is it in you? Because I think even more, I mean, pros, but like you're close to a pro level of always swapping a club out.
I'm addicted to it, bro. I love it. I love like
what?
The thing is like I have my. Like,
but you don't ever get like the newest driver. Like, you don't ever get, like, the Stealth.
Oh, they're so expensive.
Or, like, you don't ever get, like...
an $800 driver. Like, I'm not going to spend $800.
Like, you don't get the newest.
Next year, it's going to be $400.
Like, what did you get this time?
I went with the 2021 model.
Okay.
It is now 2022, as we all know.
Coming up on the 2023 model.
Yeah. No, So this is what I did. I had an hour to kill the other day.
Okay.
So I went to Roger Dunn over here in Santa Monica, West LA. And I hit like, I think I hit a total of 8 different drivers.
What was the tech like? Was the tech guy just like, dude, just pick one?
No, dude, they don't even pay attention most of the time. Like if there's an empty bay, I just go in there, make sure the computer, you know, the thing is working. And
secondly, yeah. Second question, are you worried it's not to your specs as when you got fitted for your bag of your last clubs?
No. I'm not. Because I know I'm a stiff shaft. Like they don't do lie angles on drivers. As long as the shaft fits you, drivers now you can mess with the loft and lie and mm-hmm. all that stuff. So I went in there, I beat some balls. I hit a few of the Titleist TSI 3, TSI 2s. I hit a bunch of, I hit the PXG driver, the 0811. I hit a couple of Cobras. I hit a couple of Pings. I hit TaylorMade, couple of like a Sim and an M6. And I was like,
so you hit every driver on the market?
Pretty much.
Okay.
And the one that was the straightest.
Okay.
And that's what I'm looking for, is straight. I don't want a lot of spin. And they were pretty much all around the same distance, but I went with the Callaway Epic Speed.
I guess I just don't understand
it. What don't you understand?
Like, you have a driver in your bag, two drivers actually, that work, right?
Yeah.
And you really don't progress in terms of technology when you get a new driver. You just kind of pretty much a
similar. But this has jailbreak technology. It's got the jailbreak, the bars behind the face.
I have two words for you.
Bubble, marketing.
Bubble burner.
No marketing.
No boy. One uses the bubble burner anymore. And that was the
marketing ploy of the century. No, I get you. I get you. I just wanted the satisfaction of getting something big instead of like, oh, I'll get a dozen balls here. I'll get a dozen balls there. I'll get a new glove.
But you know what, though? Those dozen balls.
I know.
Dozen balls, that's 50 bucks. 50 bucks.
Yeah, that's true. It's true. It's true. But I need that big payoff, bro.
Why not save that then for like the newest driver?
Because I'm not that patient. I want instant gratification. I want to get that driver in the mail and go, I want to go play now and try this. That's what I want.
But you didn't even get a 222 model.
No, they're too expensive. Dude, they're way too expensive. I have a problem, okay? Hey, it's better than being addicted to crack or something.
Not really. That's definitely instant gratification.
It is. Well, that, yeah, sure, sure. But it's like, it's going to be fine.
It's like $5.
$5? Is that how much crack costs?
$10 tops.
I didn't even know that.
I think.
How do you know how much crack costs?
I've lived it.
Actually, that's my big question.
I've never done crack, to be quite honest.
But how do you know how much it costs?
I've been around.
Is there a menu somewhere? Oh, let's Google that. How much does crack cost?
I think it's like $10. But
how much does crack cost? Let's see. Cost of crack. Street value and street names. crack. A study from 2004, this is a little aged, showed that crack cocaine prices range from $18 to $200, with the average cost being $109.
That has to be for a bunch.
Reports from more recent years suggest drug costs about $60 to $100 per gram.
That's a lot of crack.
I don't even know how much a gram is. Yeah, I don't.
Just imagine a gram of coke.
Okay. I don't know how much a gram is.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
Is it a lot?
Yes.
Okay.
Allegedly.
I believe you.
Let's head on over to Around the Green for real this time. Around the Green, we bring you golf news from around the world.
Oh, this one's good. I mean, we kind of knew it, but Tiger... our man Tiger Woods will be a part of the 2023 Ryder Cup in some way. We don't know how. The captain, Zach Johnson, came out to say that Tiger will be 100% a part of it. I bet he kept that very vague because he, I mean, of course you want Tiger to play in that.
Yeah. I mean, I think he's leaving it open so he can be a captain's pick.
For sure.
Because he's not going to play enough tournaments to qualify.
Yeah, right.
I mean, we don't know. A lot can happen in a year.
Yeah, for sure.
But then it also leads to the obvious where he'll be an assistant captain.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it was interesting because I was reading this article on Golf Digest. Because like he was not at the President's Cup. He was watching from home in Florida. But he was a huge part of planning the President's Cup, I guess.
In which way?
Because he was, I mean, this is bad. It's not saying he was a consultant, quote unquote, but like Davis Love and the assistant coaches all like had conference calls with Tiger, talking about pairings, talking about who to play against each other. Like Tiger was a big part of that. And of course he should be. He knows them inside and out. He knows their strength. He is the biggest golf nerd. Like he is the GOAT, man.
He's the new like Jack or Arnie. Like, yeah. But you know what I'm saying?
He's the
like,
Peyton Manning of golf.
He is the Peyton.
You know what I mean? Like yeah. Peyton Manning is the biggest football nerd on the planet. And Tiger is the same way. Like he knows his competition. It's not just like Tiger's just in this tunnel.
Wasn't the President's Cup that tough to fucking strategize against them?
Dude, it's not, but like you still like put time in. I guarantee they put as much time in the President's Cup as they do the Ryder Cup, even though it's kind of a joke. But you know what I mean? Like they still put the time in.
Without a doubt.
And I bet that's so fun for Tiger. Like, you know, trying to think of who should be paired up with each other. I bet that was so fun to talk to him.
Yeah. I think it's no shock that he's going to be part of it in some way. I hope it's playing. Actually, I don't know though. Cause like in match play and Ryder Cup, it's Tiger Woods and you expect him to always go out there and
yeah,
kill their best player.
For sure. Now,
can he?
No, not right now. For like, sure.
Can he beat Rory McIlroy?
No.
One-on-one?
No. I mean, I very highly doubt it. But I don't know why Tiger isn't captain right now.
I think it's...
You think he's just...
It's because he probably is in the planes, still in the playing phase of his career.
Interesting. Yeah. I guess...
Because
yeah.
We know Zach's not going to play.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And I think Zach will be a good captain. He's been a part of so many.
Yeah.
He's kind of part of the lineage of the Ryder Cup in his career, you know?
Yeah. So that's why Tiger's not playing.
Yeah.
Because he wants to play.
He wants to play. I think he's leaving it open to play.
Yeah.
But,
I
think it'll be
fun. Can he make the Ryder Cup with playing only majors?
Yeah.
No, you can't, dude.
For sure.
How's he going to rack up points? The rep points started last year.
Yeah, but captain's pick, bro?
I mean, yes.
That's the thing.
Let's say Max Homa
yeah.
was a captain's pick this year for the President's Cup. Uh-huh. Earn his way in.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods plays four tournaments, makes the cut, and let's say he makes a cut in each one.
Okay.
If Tiger gets picked over you,
uh-huh.
and he's only played four tournaments, you've played 15.
Uh-huh.
Are you upset?
Yes. I mean, yes and no. I'm upset, but it's Tiger Woods. It doesn't matter. Like,
but you know that you have a strong chance that Tiger may not perform well.
Correct.
You are. Because it's four days of grueling golf.
Yes.
And also, how many times is he going to go out in those?
Yeah, he's going to sit the most.
He'll probably do a morning.
Right.
Maybe an afternoon the next time.
Yeah. Yeah. I get it. I definitely get it. But it's like, you know, When I auditioned years ago for
Disney Prince
to be a host of a adult news show,
okay,
I lost out to Snoop Doggy Dogg. I can't be mad about that. It's Snoop Dogg.
What show was this?
It was something on AVN.
Shut up.
You remember this story?
I don't remember.
You don't remember the story?
Do you know how many memories we've had together? It's been 20 plus years.
So, you know, the Rockin' Sushi place I used to work at,
mm-hmm.
I had some very lovely ladies that was sitting at my table and okay. it was a fun place. Like we used to like, you know, give like people dances fake lap lap dances and just have a good time. Like all the waiters would you know, do the bye dance by NSYNC, and we had a great time. And so there were these ladies sitting at my table one Wednesday night. It was crazy. One was Janine. I don't know if you've watched adult videos, but she was at my table. She was on the cover of Blink 182 as nurse.
Yeah. Dude, not gonna lie, when you started this and you said AV, I was thinking America's Funniest Videos.
No, AVN, Adult Video News is what I'm talking about.
I was thinking America's Funniest Videos when you first said
that. Not AFV. That's AFV. I'm talking AVN, like the AVN Awards in Vegas that happened. Yes. Anyway, we had a great night. I was serving them and they were all leaving and they were like, they had such a good time. And the one lady, Nikki, who now I know was, I don't know if she still is, but she was the CEO of AVN.
Okay.
And she's like, oh my gosh, would you be interested in auditioning for an AVN news anchor? And I was like, I don't
know. Did you know what it was then?
I knew what AVN was. And I was like, and she's like, you don't have to get naked or anything, but I would love to have you in and just like riff with the, da, da, da. I'm like, yeah, totally. And like, I went to this audition. Of course it was in Chatsworth, which is the porn cop capital of the world. I drove up there.
I do not remember the story.
My Isuzu Trooper.
The Troopy.
Overheated. It overheated. I'm like stressed out. I'm sweating because the AC wasn't working. It's so hot that day. I pull in. My car is smoking. And I auditioned for this thing and they were like, we don't know what we want. Just show us what we want. And like I was riffing and like I was reading some copy and I was like, you know, being
Did you do
stupid.
The chicken?
I didn't do the chicken, but I wish I would have. Dang it. Ah, I should have done my impression of a chicken. But anyway.
A big old cock.
that would have been good. But I bombed. But like a couple of months later, I found out that because like she, like Nikki, the CEO, gave me a free login to AVN.
I do not remember this because why didn't you share this?
Dude, I did.
No, you did not.
I did.
No.
I was like, dude, here, check this out. No. Anyway, so I found out that Snoop Dogg actually got that job. So I can't feel bad. So back to the beginning of the story. I don't think if I was a PGA Tour player and I was killing it and Tiger Woods took the job on the Ryder Cup, I wouldn't be really upset. I'm glad we made a full circle here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So
that was the craziest.
There we go. There we go. There we go. You know what we should do, though? We should go and share our second one first.
Should we do that? Let's head on over to the second one first. Second one first is where we give life a mulligan.
Yeah. Oh, man. Mine goes out to social media algorithms.
Okay.
Because all I have to say is you watch one horse humping video.
Wait, why are you watching a horse humping video?
It came up on my feed. I don't know how it did, but then
on your For You
for
page?
The next 2 weeks, all I get is horse humping videos.
Stop. Is this on Twitter?
On TikTok.
On TikTok?
Yes.
Wait.
I think I spent way too much time. I'm like, wow, is this how they do it?
Oh, you lasted. You waited. You watched the whole video,
the whole thing, and they're like, "Oh, he likes horse humping videos." And
why did you stay on it that long?
I don't know. I was intrigued. These big animals, like just these beasts, and there's a lot of people around to make it all happen.
Sure. Oh, was it one of how they're like getting to breed the male horse?
You've seen this?
No, I was asking you. Was it how to breed the male horse, or was it actually two horses?
Bro,
humping?
I don't know what the caption said. I don't know. I was so
were there two horses or one?
There was two horses.
Did people come in with a glove on their hand?
No.
Okay.
No. You mean like just milking it?
Yeah.
No, they did not. I did see a couple of those afterwards because I was just like, wow, this horse is hung like a horse. And this female has no idea what she's in for. And, you know, animals, like, they don't have any facial expressions, so you don't know how they're feeling about this whole thing, right? And, you know, the female horse is just like, just standing there, like, kind of moving around, but, like, I don't know if she's whatever. But this guy in the back, the horse.
But wait, we don't have to get into details, bro. Oh, I understand.
Oh, I thought you wanted it. Yeah. No. But anyway,
I
watched this whole video, and then, like, every other video for the next week has been horses or some sort of animals getting down.
Do you remember when one of our old roommates back in the Orange County days passed around the video of the horse on the internet?
Vaguely? No, I don't remember why. Was that?
Nah,
what good. Was that?
No.
Okay, we're not going there?
No.
Okay. All right, moving on.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to stop watching animal videos, bro.
Yeah.
Unless they're cats. Cat videos are amazing.
Cat videos are pretty awesome. I'm not even a huge cat person, but cat videos are pretty funny.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah. I saw this cat flying on a goose. Did you see that one?
I saw the little cat climb up on the goat, on the duck, yeah.
And it was like a V of geese, and the cat was just like flying like House of Dragons flies on a dragon, and the cat was just like chilling on top of this goose flying across the sky. Anyway, the second one first goes out to me and the social media algorithm because I don't want to see animals do it anymore.
All right. Now I have two I can go with here for a second one first. I'll give you the option.
Okay.
Being old or social media, early social media.
I think we have time for two.
No. Only one. One per app. Because I got to save the next one.
Early social media or being old?
Yeah.
I want to hear the being old one because I can relate.
All right. So years ago, you remember the song Pumped Up Kicks?
Oh yeah.
Better run.
Yeah.
I can't run my bullet.
Yeah. Exactly.
So my brother on Facebook tweeted, these kids better run, can't run, outrun my bullet.
Wait. On Facebook he tweeted?
No. Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy, dude. Yeah.
So
his
status was something, was that like these kids better can't outrun my bullet. And so as a concerned brother, and not having heard the song, I texted them and I'm like, hey, dude, you okay? Like, you know, thinking
like
he's having crazy thoughts.
Yeah.
He just texts back. It's a song, bro. And I go, what?
All these other kids with the pumped up kids. And the pumped
up. I then had to be like, and at the time it was probably like the number one song in the country. Hadn't heard it. For some reason.
So this was a while ago.
So okay. I went and listened to it and I was like, oh, all right, well, I'm old because I'm not keeping up with today's music and accused my little brother of being crazy.
You always say that to me. You're like, how do you know this song?
Dude, you know, I'm a huge like pop, bubblegum pop guy, but like
you're the
king, bro.
Bubbleist.
You'll be
bubbliest?
I'm like, I've never heard this song. You're like, it's number one on all the Billboard charts.
No, it's number six actually in the UK.
I listen to Casey Kasem. And here's the number one song.
I'm going to sign up for Casey Kasem.
I mean, it's been like 10 years.
I know. I love him, though. loved him. Casey Kasem.
You do know. But yeah, I felt like an old man. And I was probably maybe 35.
Hey, I know. I know. These kids these days. These kids these days.
Let's head on over to Heath's Golf Joke of the Week.
So Jeremy and Barry are on the first tee when Jeremy says, hey, Barry, let's play for $5 today. Barry says, all right, let's do this. So, you know, it's a close match. The two friends reach the 17th hole and Barry is ahead by one stroke. And Jeremy takes out his driver. He gets up and smacks it right down the center of the fairway. Barry gets up. Full on duck hooks it into the woods, into the deep rough, and the trees. And so Barry says to Jeremy, help me find my ball. I'll look in this patch of trees. You look over there. And so they're looking and no ball can be found, you know, and then the 3 minute time limit is reached because we all time it, right?
100%.
Stop. You know, we always do. And so they're like Barry gets desperate. And so he like reaches in his pocket. He looks over at Jeremy and makes sure he's not looking. He throws one down into the rough. And he's like, oh, found my ball. Jeremy looks over and he's like, oh, dang. Okay. And so, Jeremy looks over and he's like, after all these years, we've been friends. You'd cheat at golf for a measly $5? And Barry's like, what do you mean I cheat? I found my ball right here. Jeremy's like, and you'd lie to me for a tiny $5? You'd cheat and lie for $5? I can't believe you stoop so low. He's like, well, what makes you sure I'm cheating and lying? Barry says. Jeremy's like, because I've been standing on your ball for the last 3 minutes. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, that was good. All right. Finally, I got Vinny to giggle. It's been a while. It's been a while since you've giggled.
It was long, but it got me there.
Got you there.
Long-ass joke.
Oh, everybody, we had so much fun with you tonight. Thank you so much for joining. Make sure you like, subscribe, and review. And always remember to hit the second one first.